We are three lines down from the top on Yud Beis Omid Beis. We just started to discuss the concept of sakana. There's some danger with drinking water. The danger with drinking water is leeches. And you can go on YouTube, you can look on the internet that leeches are certainly a problem. If you ingest them, it can be very hazardous to one's life. Tana Rabbanan, lo yishta adam mayim lo mina naros v'lo mina agamim lo bepiv v'lo beyado achas. A person should not drink water from rivers or from marshes with their mouth or with one hand, because they're not able to see what they're drinking. V'imshasa dama brosha. If they do it that way, then dama brosha, it's dangerous. Mipnei sakana. My sakana. Sakana saluka. Again, it's the leeches. If you have two hands, at least you have a chance to do some sifting and you can remove the leech if you see it there. But otherwise, you can be in big trouble. Gemara continues, Mesaile Rabbi Chanina. This supports Rabbi Chanina's statement. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Habuleya Nema Shel Mayim, Mutter Lohachim Lochamin B'Shabbos. If a person swallows a Nema, which is a leech, with his water, then on Shabbos they're allowed to warm up hot things for him in order that he can have hot water so that he can save himself. Because again, this was, he put himself in a sakana unintentionally, and now Pikuach Nefesh, on Shabbos, you can heat up water for him. Umaisa be'echad shebala neima shamayim, and there was a situation where someone swallowed a leech, v'hitur Rabbi Nechemya l'hachem l'chamen b'Shabbos, and he permitted them to warm up, to heat up hot water for him on Shabbos. Adhachi v'hachi, Amar Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, ligma chala. In the interim, Rabbi Rav Huna suggested, give him some vinegar. Give him some vinegar before while the water is boiling. Give him some vinegar to help slow down the process of his deterioration. It could potentially save his life. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Haiman Debala Zibura, Michi Elochaya, Mi Ulishke Reviyasa Dechala Shamgas, Efsha Dechaya Purta Adamafkida Vese. Similarly, if a person swallows a hornet, says the Gemara, they're not going to live, but what you should do is get them a revius, a very strong vinegar, which will help them, which will keep him alive temporarily so that he has enough time to get his house in order before he dies. So don't swallow a hornet. Tanu Rabbanan, lo yishta adam mayim balayla. Since we're on the topic of drinking water, now the Gemara, because of a sakana of leeches, now we can have a new sakana. Don't drink water at night. V'imshasa dama barosho. And if you do, dama barosho b'bnei sakana, it's dangerous. Now this doesn't mention drinking it from rivers or from marshes. This just means presumably just drinking any water, which is dangerous. What's the problem? My sakana, sakana shavriri. It's shavriri, the demon. The demon infects the water, and if you drink it, you will be punished or poisoned by the demon. Well, we have a problem. What if you get thirsty in the middle of the night? If you get thirsty, what are you supposed to do? Says the Gemara, Iika Acharina Bahadei, if there is another person with you in the house, Lisrei, wake him up, Velemele, and say to him, Tzachina Maya, I'm thirsty. Because the demon only takes a person on one-on-one. But when there's two people there, the demon backs off. He's afraid. So when you come in a group, you'll be okay. But what if you're alone? V'ilo. If you're alone and you're thirsty, nikarkash benichtama achatzva. You should rattle on the top of a pitcher, on the lid. As Rashi says, to pretend, to make it seem as if there's somebody with you. Apparently the demon isn't smart enough to know. V'neima ilinafshe. And then say to yourself, maybe say it quietly, Ploni bar planisa, son of his mother, Amr le'imech, your mother told me, izdahar mishavriri, be afraid of shavriri, briri, riri, yari, ri, bekasi chivra. So this is all his, they broke down his name from shavriri to briri down to ri. Bekasa chivri, in white cups. And when you say that with the rattling noise, that will make him go away. If you mention his name and his mother's name, that'll scare him off, and then you'll be able to drink and you won't have a sakana. Hopefully, we won't ever put ourselves into a sakana with water. Obviously, it's a very dangerous situation. We already know from a halachic perspective, a number of years back, there were issues of bugs in the water, the copepods in the Croton Reservoir through Westchester that came into Brooklyn that caused the whole scene. Those weren't dangerous. Those bugs might have had some actual content which was beneficial to us, but halachically, you're not allowed to ingest those bugs, and they had to come up with other ways of filtering the water so that to avoid the copepods getting into our drinks. But here we have a real sakana situation where a person's life can be in danger when ingesting leeches. So be careful.